It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, WHAM Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WHAM Talk 1600. Again, this show will be up in podcast form for you at davejanda.com by 9 p.m. tonight, and that's where you come in. Download the show and network this information to anyone and everyone you know. I guarantee you the next half hour's worth of information provided by Robert David Steele will never be presented in the bought-off lamestream fake media. Why? Because Robert is dedicated to your freedom. He's not here to propagandize you like the fake media is all about. He is here to provide you the facts, and just the facts, as they used to say in the old days on Dragnet with Jack Webb. Let me give you an introduction to Robert David Steele. He is every time he comes on, people, I am getting off the air and I am being inundated with emails of folks saying, you got to get Robert David Steele back on because he provides us information that we're hungry for, that we can't get through the fake media. So here's his background. Robert David Steele is a former CIA clandestine officer and open source champion. Robert is the most published critic of the U.S. secret intelligence world and has been named as a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. Ian H. Kalvik, editor-in-chief of Defense and Intelligence out of Norway, recently wrote, Robert David Steele is qualified both for helping to prevent World War III this past year, publicly confronting the lies being told by his own national intelligence community with respect to the Russians hacking the U.S. election, and for his body of work in the preceding year and years over time, including his leadership in redirecting the craft of intelligence away from spies and secrecy enabling war and waste toward open source methods favorable to peace and prosperity, end quote. Since creating the Marine Corps intelligence activity in 1988 and discovering that the U.S. secret world knows nothing about 95% of the real world, Robert David Steele has been the leading global champion for open source intelligence. Robert, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Oh, Dave, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Robert, before we embark on the fact that you and Cynthia McKinney are going to be going on tour from September 2nd through the 13th, and we'll talk about that in a second, a number of folks, listeners, got wind that you were going to be on the show today, and they asked if I would address with you and to you a particular issue that has been occurring that has been touched on by the lamestream fake media, but no answers have been given. And that is, over the past year, there have been four, quote, collision events of our Navy, to the point where the U.S. Navy has now halted their Pacific Fleet operations. our listeners, and I am actually, frankly, interested, Robert, but they are really interested. They said, you know, there are very few people that will give you an answer, a real answer, about what's going on. Robert, can you educate us, being a former clandestine CIA officer, of what you think might be going on out in the seas?
Well, let me say, first off, I am a naval officer, because Marine Corps officers are naval officers. Mm-hmm. They're not Army officers. And I love the U.S. Navy, and I am a champion of a 450-ship Navy that can actually win wars, which is not what we have now. We actually have more admirals than we have ships. Which is a travesty.
It is.
My best guess is that these collision events are occurring because the Navy is simply not spending as much time and money as it could and should on training and testing and so forth. And its officers are also being asked to do unreasonable things, such as confront the Chinese in the South China Sea. It's named the South China Sea for a reason. Belongs to the Chinese. Mm-hmm. So I personally favor pulling back America, closing the 1,000 military bases overseas that are actually, they have no military purpose. They're used as lily pads for the CIA to smuggle guns, drugs, cash, gold, and small children.
Repeat that again, because see, this is what people need to know. From someone who has been there. So these bases of operation, these 1,000 bases that we have for the military, please, I know it's redundant, but it's really important that people hear this from someone who has been there and knows what's going on. These bases, look, Robert, what are they?
Dave, you know that I've been a strong supporter and remain a strong supporter of our legitimately elected President Donald Trump. I wrote the Trump Revolution series at Amazon, and all of those titles are also free online.
True.
What we have today in the way of a military is a disgusting waste of money. Our military is 50% waste and probably 25% effective. We cannot win a war against Russia or Iran or China because we're simply not real. We're spending money on contractors and on profit, not on things that can actually fight. So let me say it again. The 1,000 bases overseas that we have, including 44 around Iran, should all be closed. We should bring our military home. Those 1,000 bases are being used as lily pads for CIA and others to smuggle gold, guns, drugs, cash, and small children. Human trafficking, which my campaign partner, hashtag unrigged Cynthia McKinney, has exposed DynaCorp as a major human trafficker using military aircraft and military bases. Now, this is outrageous.
Yes.
I want our president to have a military that stays home until it has to go to war. We need a 450-ship Navy that is capable of rescuing any embassy within 24 hours. We can't do that today. We have so few ships that the U.S. Navy is 4 to 6 days away from anywhere that matters. We need a long-haul Air Force that can deliver an Army armored division within 1 week, using only U.S. military aircraft. We can't do that today. And finally, we need an army that can actually win wars with armor, not what we have today, which is the special operations pretend we're lethal army, which the Russians can wipe out in 15 minutes. So these collisions are, I think, a symptom of a Department of Defense that is badly managed and will remain badly managed until we restore integrity to the Flag Officer Corps, which is not something that is going to be easy to do. In fact, we have to basically flush the entire Flag Officer Corps and bring some lieutenant colonels and colonels up. Most flag officers are compromised, and they don't get to be flag officers unless they have made their accommodations with the deep state, and particularly Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and the other people who basically call the tune for how the Department of Defense spends money.
Robert, you mentioned that these many of these flag officers are compromised. How are they compromised?
There are multiple ways in which to compromise flag officers. The two largest ones are financial incentives and sexual deviance. We have too many flag officers that have joined sadomasochistic inner circles. We have too many flag officers that are part of swinger clubs, and we've just had a couple busted back because they were basically engaging in sexual activities that not only were completely improper and immoral, but also subject them easily to blackmail. Mm-hmm. So I really don't want to spend a lot of time on that, Dave. I'd really like to focus on what our president did this last week that was absolutely great, which included a pardon for Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Well, let's
exactly
talk about
the right thing to do.
Well, let's talk about some of those developments. We touched on that earlier in the show with Michael Cutler, immigration expert. Your take on the Sheriff Joe pardon, which occurred Friday night.
The sheriff was being blackballed, and he was set up. He was set up, and Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake, I think Senator McCain is now senile, as well as compromised, and I think Senator Flake is very compromised, and I think the voters of Arizona should dismiss both of these senators. They have been screwing their constituents while joining the elite 1%, satanic pedophilia nirvana, and I just published this. In fact, Senator McCain's chief of staff just got busted for being a pedophile. And I believe Senator McCain himself is being blackmailed. So when Senator McCain and Senator Flake attack President Trump, the American people should understand that these are evil, satanic people who are attacking President Trump, because President Trump is, on this point, he's made many mistakes, but on this point, he is virtuous and correct.
And Robert, do you anticipate that some of these higher profile individuals, not just the chief of staff of McCain, are going to end up being outed, if you will? Because
Let me tell you, I was just in London. And I will not say anything more than to say that I have confirmed that there is a pedophilia document dump that is on its way. And I cannot overstate this enough. President Trump is going to lose control of the Senate when this pedophilia dump takes out 4 to 6 senators, including probably a female senator named Feinstein. Okay? You are going to find that both male and female senators are pedophiles and so totally criminally corrupt and blackmailed that when these documents come out, the GOP will go down in flames. And that is why our president must lead hashtag unrig and introduce the Election Reform Act of 2017 in September when Congress returns. That is his lifeline. He needs an honest Congress. He has to clean Congress out.
You know, Robert, in preparation for our interview today, I reviewed your memorandum for the president. And I looked at
He's read it. But he's got all kinds of people, David, that are telling him that that Cynthia McKinney is a communist and that Robert Steele is a crazy person. They're telling our president, and I have this from people who know the president personally. I mean, I'm among other things, very proud to be a friend of Roger Stone and Andrew Napolitano, who I think would make a great Supreme Court justice.
I agree.
This is a man who understands the Constitution in a way that has not been equaled since Robert Byrd, who had his own problems. But bottom line here is that the president has been told lies about me and Cynthia McKinney because the traitors and the miscreants that are around him, many of whom he appointed as part of what he thought was Teflonizing himself against the deep state. They don't want Donald Trump to understand that the one thing that is standing between him and greatness is connecting to the American people. If Donald Trump wants to unify the 99% against the 1%, he could be the greatest president ever and he could make America great again, but he will not get there unless he leads hashtag unrig personally.
So let's talk about hashtag unrig, and let's talk about that you and Cynthia McKinney are going on tour from September 2nd through September 13th. Educate all of us on both of those issues.
Well, God bless you, David, for being a serious person and doing your homework. I can't say I'm an alt-right guy, but people think of me as an alt-right white male. I'm also Latino. I'm more of a centrist evidence-based governance guy. But for the sake of argument, let's say that I'm an alt-right white guy who's also Latino. Cynthia McKinney is the ultimate alt-left black female who has the distinction of being a six-term congresswoman. Her seventh term was stolen from her by these Diebold electronic fraud machines manipulated by the AIPAC and the Zionists who wanted to kick her out of office because she refused to sign the AIPAC pledge. Cynthia McKinney and I are a demonstration. In fact, as someone just told me today in an email, we're the only show in town that seeks to put the American people back in power. And we seek to do this by having constituents in each of the 435 congressional districts confront their member of Congress with a demand that the member of Congress sign the integrity pledge, and that is a pledge to introduce and co-sponsor a 12-point Election Reform Act. Cynthia and I are actually writing that act, the congressional language of that act, this coming week, and we hope to post it before the 2nd of September when our tour begins. There are 12 specific things that need to be changed in order to have an honest Congress and in order to make it possible for any American to be elected to Congress rather than just the two-party tyranny system we have now, where you cannot be elected unless you have first compromised yourself to the Republican or the Democratic Party. And these two parties are, in fact, the enablers of the satanic 1% elite that are basically owned and operated by the Rothschilds and the Black Pope and the Vatican, and then through them the Wall Street and the City of London banks. Okay, so bottom line here is that hashtag unrig is an educational civics campaign. I run a very humble nonprofit. We've raised $100,000. We've created an RV with a wrap. It's beautiful. The work was done by Ad Normus in Marietta, Georgia, and you can see pictures of the RV. Our three key words are authentic, inclusive, and truthful. And we're going to go across this country telling people that all they have to do to make America right again is grab their member of Congress by the throat, look them in the eye, and tell them that if they don't pass the Election Reform Act in September, they will be fired in 2018.
And where is the tour going to – can you give us the locations where you're going to be on tour, speaking? And
well, right now we're starting to formulate the strategy, but basically we only have 2 weeks because the funding has not come in to allow us to do what we hoped to do, which was a two-month tour. We wanted to tour from September until Thanksgiving Day, and we were hoping that the Cardinal in Washington would be celebrating a Thanksgiving Mass with Donald Trump with the Election Reform Act as what we were celebrating. So the whole plan was to put us on the road from now until November 24th. But the money hasn't been forthcoming. With the $100,000, and I've provided a detailed account of how we have spent that money at unrigged.net, and then there's a budget page. Where we're going is we're going to start in Atlanta and then go to Tennessee, and from there we're going to go to Texas, California, Portland, and Washington. I mean, Oregon and Washington. Mm-hmm. And that's probably all we can do in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. If we can raise $50,000 a month between now and then we will continue the tour and we will swing back through Montana and Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania. We'll pop up to Maine and Vermont, and then we'll roll down to Florida, and then we'll go deep into the heartland, the flyover country, and kind of circle all of the states that flipped for Trump. But as I say, the money's not there. We have been shut down. I would like to point out that the Meetup CEO shut down our national network of meetups. We were committed to paying $77,300 for 435 linked meetups. They were all live and well, and they had members. The CEO of Meetup shut us down, claiming falsely that I'm an alt-right guy, never mind the fact that Cynthia McKinney is the alt-left co-sponsor. The CEO of Meetup should be investigated by Jeff Sessions because he has provided over $195,000 in illegal, undeclared, in-kind contributions to the Democratic National Committee. The CEO of Meetup personally has waived the fees for 1,087 hashtag resist meetups. Mm-hmm. I personally think the man is a seditionist who should be under federal investigation. I think it's outrageous that he would fund 1,000, or he would waive funding for 1,087 meetups, which, by the way, are co-sponsored by one of the Zionist fronts, the Anti-Defamation League. Anytime you disagree with the Zionist Israel, of course, you're labeled anti-Semitic, and that's not correct. Most Jews are not Zionists, and they are not in favor of everything that Israel is doing. So we've had some setbacks. We also have had this guy who has been defaming me, and I'm very pleased to say I'm about to file a federal lawsuit, which I think will yield an award from a jury, because everything is up on YouTube, and it's, you know, slander is really obvious. And if you're stupid enough to post it on YouTube, then you deserve anything that happens to you. So we've had some setbacks. But I have to tell you, David, hashtag unrig was never intended to be about Cynthia McKinney and me, and it was never intended to take very long.
Right.
It has always been designed as a gift to our legitimately elected president, Donald Trump. The whole point of Cynthia McKinney and I in this RV crossing this country from the third of September to the 13th of September, the whole point has been to hit our president over the head with a 2x4 and essentially say, Mr. President, God loves you, we love you, but if you don't lead hashtag on rig, you're going to lose the GOP and you are going to be impeached and dismissed from office, and we are going to have as our president an alleged murderous pedophile named Mike Pence. This is crunch time. it's time for Donald Trump to sit up and sit down and speak to Cynthia McKinney and myself and realize that if he does not lead the 99% toward liberty, then he is going to be skewered the way these murderous pedophiles skewer small children when they murder them as they come to their moment of glory. I'm serious. This is deadly serious.
Donald Trump is in trouble. Well, and you know, Robert, when I was preparing for this interview, I kept rereading over your memorandum for the president. And I said to my wife, as I kept rereading this, I said, you know, Robert predicted all the garbage that we're seeing. I mean, he spelled it out in this memorandum. What we're seeing now, he spelled out many months ago.
You're seeing the four-track program to disenfranchise the president. What I'm afraid that most good Republicans and most people who love Donald Trump are not seeing is that Mike Pence and Paul Ryan are traitors, and they have the death of Donald Trump as their goal.
And throw McConnell in there, too, I believe.
Yes, of course, of course. But he's a lesser light. The real evildoers here are Mike Pence and Paul Ryan, and, of course, Chuck Schumer and everybody else. But the bottom line here is 4 million American citizens have read that memorandum, and I would say tens of thousands have written to the White House begging Donald Trump to meet with me and Cynthia McKinney. And we have been unsuccessful, in part because all of the messages to the White House are filtered. Mm-hmm. Rents Priebus is a traitor. I knew this when he didn't deliver my first memorandum to the president in November, which would have given the president time to actually have the inauguration speech open with the sentence, "The system is rigged and together we're going to unrig it." And then he could have introduced the Election Reform Act and none of this stuff would be happening now. Donald Trump has essentially lost months and he is at grave risk because he has allowed the traitors and miscreants around him. And I'm very pleased that he fired finally the Seb Gorka. Seb Gorka is an ignorant, pretentious, stuffed shirt who should never have been allowed to work in the White House. He was, according to a provost-level contact of mine, fired from the Marine Corps University for being stupid. So Trump made some good decisions this week. He's weak on transgender. He's letting the military roll him. He is not asserting his commander-in-chief prerogatives. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up. But the bottom line for me is that the memorandum for the president that Trump has read is being blocked by his present chief of staff, Kelly, because Kelly is part of the system. Kelly is part of the deep state. And so is Mattis. Now, I'm waiting out on Tillerson. I actually think Tillerson is the single most significant cabinet member that Donald Trump has working for him. But Tillerson needs $200 billion a year more. And we need to close down all of our military bases, bring our military home, shut down 70% of the secret intelligence community. Did you know, David, that the main purpose of the secret intelligence community as it is constituted today is to spy on and blackmail our members of Congress? That's what they do.
That's how they
protect their inflated budget.
I wish I could tell you, Robert, that shocked me. Unfortunately, it doesn't. Okay, Robert. We're concluding here. So how can folks follow you? How can they follow the tour?
I would be grateful if folks would go to #unrig.net. They can also just look up #unrig. They can look up the Indiegogo page for #unrig. We're looking for contributions to extend the tour. But more than anything, we're looking for anyone who knows anyone who can get to Donald Trump and say, "God bless you, Mr. President. Why are you not leading #unrig? We want to serve you, not be outside."
Robert, I'd like to thank you for everything that you've done, everything you are doing, and everything you will do to enhance the freedom and security of our country. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda.